Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 30 of The 80%. Today, we'll talk about the importance of self-worth. Pag-uusapan din natin yung concept ng money shame na madalas nagiging dahilan kung bakit tayo nahihirapan ayusin ang personal finance natin. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. I started giving financial advice in 2007 through my blog, Ready to Be Rich. And in this podcast, I continue this advocacy by giving you lessons on personal finance, productivity, freelancing, entrepreneurship, and investments. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. That's a quote from Dave Ramsey at isa yan sa mga pinakasikat niyang sinabi dahil marami ang nakarelate at nag-guilty. We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. So the question now is, bakit nga ba natin ito ginagawa? One explanation is because we equate financial success with our self-worth. Na ang halaga natin bilang isang tao ay nakadepende sa kung ano ang tingin sa atin ng iba. Kaya bumibili tayo ng mga branded na damit, yung maganda at mataas na model ng cellphone ang gusto natin, madalas tayo mag-travel at kumain sa mga mahal na restaurants. Kasi gusto natin na isipin ng ibang tao na tayo ay successful. Dahil kapag iniisip ng ibang tao na successful tayo, nagiging masaya tayo sa sarili natin, tumataas ang self-worth natin. Of course, this is wrong. Our self-worth is not connected to what others think about us. Walang masama bumili ng branded na damit, bumili ng mahal na cellphone, mag-travel at kumain sa mga mahal na restaurants. Nagiging mali lang ito kapag ginagawa natin sila just to impress other people. Yung mindset na okay lang na gumastos ng malaki at umutang basta huwag isipin ng ibang tao na kuripo tayo. Nako, yan ang mali. Aside from spending more than what we can afford to impress other people, there's also a second aspect to this. Ito yung nahihiya ka sa sarili mo dahil hindi ka magaling sa math or wala kang disiplina sa sarili mo. Kaya hindi ka maayos mag-manage ng pera mo. Minsan nga siguro nagagalit ka pa sa sarili mo at iniisip mo na wala kang kwenta dahil maliit lang ang sweldo mo. At hindi ka katulad ng iba mong kaibigan na siguro nakabili na ng magandang kotse at may magandang trabaho na mataas ang sweldo. There's a term for this. It's called money shame. It's a term coined by money coach and financial planner Tammy Lally. According to her, money shame is the intensely painful feeling or experience of believing that you're flawed and therefore unworthy of love and belonging just because of your bank account balance, your debt, your lifestyle, your house, your car, or your job title. Money shame is when you equate your self-worth with your net worth. At sinasabi ko na sa iyo ngayon, this is not true. Pero ano nga ba ang self-worth? Saan ba ito nanggagaling? How do you measure your self-worth? Before we answer that, let me first tell you what self-worth is not. Your self-worth is not about your job or your career. Wala yan sa kung ano ba ang trabaho mo. May kilala ako na manager sa isang opisina na recently ay nawalan ng work dahil sa pandemic. So ngayon, nagtitinda siya online. Saludo pa rin ako sa kanya because despite losing his job, ay nakahanap pa rin siya ng paraan para kumita ng pera at makapag-provide para sa family niya. Your self-worth is not about your age or how you look. May halaga ka kahit bata ka pa or kahit senior citizen ka na. Mataba, payat, mestizo, kayumanggi, o kahit ikaw ay isang person with disability, meron kang halaga bilang isang tao. Your self-worth is not about your bank account, receiving awards or recognition, or your social media following. Hindi connected sa laki ng pera mo ang self-worth mo. Hindi mo kailangan magkaroon ng awards para masabi na ikaw ay may halaga. At hindi importante kung 10 or 10,000 ang followers mo sa social media. Wala yan sa dami ng likes, shares at comments na nakukuha ng mga posts mo. Hindi dyan nasusukat ang halaga mo bilang isang tao. So, saan ba na measure ang self-worth? Ito ay nakukuha sa pagbibigay mo ng halaga sa sarili mo. Self-worth comes from accepting who you are and recognizing that you are a unique person with skills, talents, and capabilities to help others and to contribute something good to this world. Self-worth is realizing that you have stories and experiences that are worthy of being heard, that you are a person that is worthy of being loved. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about eToro. If you want to invest and trade the global markets like the US stocks, commodities, forex, cryptocurrencies, and others, then check out eToro, my trusted multi-asset broker with an online community of millions of investors and traders from around the world. One of their coolest features is Copy Trader, which allows you to copy other successful traders on eToro in just one click to easily automate your investing or trading. Sign up today and get a $100,000 practice account. Just go to bit.ly/openetoro account. That's bit.ly/openetoro account. Again, that's bit.ly/openetoro account. All small letters. The 80% is supported by Podcast Network Asia. Check out these other shows from the network. Tawalets. Explore the behind the scenes of comedy in the country on the Tawalets podcast. Sit down with host Aaron Cristobal and learn about the craft of comedy through the eyes of local writers and performers. Let's have fun at magtawa na tayo sa Tawalets podcast. Usapan Retro. Let's take a trip back to the old days and ride the nostalgia and novelty with Usapan Retro. Join host Angelo Mendez as he geeks out with friends and guests alike over their favorite bit of nerd culture such as Pokemon, Star Wars, video games, and many other topics in the Usapan Retro podcast. If you also have a podcast, then check out podmetrics.co, the only analytics platform you'll ever need for your podcast. All shows on Podcast Network Asia uses Podmetrics, which helps us aggregate data, monetize, and predict performance of our shows. Be sure to put 80% as referral code when you sign up for Podmetrics, and I'll give you a free copy of an ebook on how to make money from your podcast. That's it, and now back to our episode. Your net worth is not your self-worth. However, I believe that nurturing your self-worth can help increase your net worth. Kapag okay ang tingin mo sa sarili mo, when you have a healthy sense of self-worth, then you become a productive person. There's a practical impact on your behavior dahil mas aware ka kung sino ka. That is, alam mo kung ano ang mga strengths and weaknesses mo as a person. You can use your strengths to find opportunities where you can excel. For example, alam mong magaling kang magluto, then maganda siguro para sa iyo ang magtayo ng isang food business. On the other hand, because you are also aware of your weaknesses, then alam mo rin kung saan ka pwede mag-improve as a person. Gusto mong magtayo ng food business, pero alam mong mahina ka sa numbers at wala kang alam sa accounting. Then, that's something you can now try to learn and improve on. But, here's the good news. Kung talagang hindi mo ito kaya okay lang yon dahil pwede ka namang humingi ng tulong sa iba. Hindi nakakabawas ng self-worth ang humingi ng tulong. When you have a healthy sense of self-worth, not only can you recognize your value, but you will also be able to recognize the value that other people can provide in your life. You will be more open and willing to accept help. And you'll be able to adapt a growth mindset and be excited to learn from others. So, alam na natin na mahalaga ang merong self-worth. Pero saan tayo mag-uumpisa? Paano natin ito aalagaan? How do we nurture and build our self-worth? For this, I have 4 tips. Number 1. Make a list of things that you're good at and think of ways you can develop them. Umupo ka at isulat mo. Ano-ano ba ang mga skills, talents, at capabilities mo? May kaibigan ako na ang talent daw niya ay kumain. Ang sabi ko sa kanya, that's good kasi marunong siyang maka-appreciate ng masasarap na pagkain. At hindi useless itong talent na ito dahil pwede niya itong gamitin para siguro, I don't know, maging isang food writer, food critic, food blogger, food taster. Of course, these are all legitimate jobs. Number 2. Talk to and spend more time with people who love you. Doon tayo sa mga taong tanggap kung sino tayo. Sila ang mga kapamilya, kamag-anak o kaibigan nating marunong makinig sa mga kwento natin at hindi tayo i-judge. Instead, they accept us for who we are and gives us constructive criticisms and advice as much as they also tell us affirmations and compliments. Number 3. Keep a gratitude journal. Napakasimpleng bagay nito pero napakalaki ng impact sa emotional health natin. Kumuha ka lang ng isang notebook or diary at isulat mo dito gabi-gabi, bago ka matulog, ang isa or dalawang bagay na nakapagpasaya sa'yo sa araw na yon. If you were able to achieve something that day, isulat mo ito dito. Kung may natikman kang masarap na pagkain, ikwento mo yon. Kung may narinig or nabasa kang joke na nakakatawa, isulat mo siya. At kahit isang ordinaryo at boring na araw ang nangyari sa'yo, pwede ka pa rin magpasalamat dahil buhay ka, you survived the day, at ilang sandali na lang ay matutulog ka na at makakapagpahinga. Number 4. Volunteer. Find ways to help other people. Isa ito sa pinakamabisang paraan para mo ma-realize na kahit sino ka pa man, ay meron kang kakayahan na tumulong sa ibang tao. And it doesn't have to be something grand. May mga bagay tayong pwedeng gawin na akala natin ay walang kwenta pero malaki ang tulong na naibibigay sa ibang tao. For example, being a good friend and listener. Yung simpleng pakikinig sa mga kwento ng mga kaibigan natin, ang pagdinig at pag-intindi sa mga problema nila, malaking bagay ito para sa kanila. Or kahit yung pagpo-post or pag-share ng mga quotations or even mga jokes sa social media, feeling mo walang silbi yun? Nako, nagkakamali ka. Because personally, may mga araw na medyo down ako or sobrang pagod. Pero after ko mabasa yung isang motivational quote or mapatawa sa isang joke na nabasa ko sa Facebook ay biglang gumagaan ang pakiramdam ko. Some of the little things we do may not be so little after all to other people. Your net worth is not your self-worth, but having a healthy sense of self-worth will help you increase your net worth. Always remember that self-worth is not about what others think of you. Hindi ito galing sa kung ano ang tingin sa iyo ng ibang tao. Self-worth comes from accepting who you are and becoming excited to learn how you can be a better version of yourself. Self-worth is about self-compassion and forgiving yourself of past mistakes by recognizing the lessons you've learned in that experience. Finally, self-worth is celebrating your unique set of skills, talents, and capabilities. and realizing that you have the power to help others and do good in this world because you are who you are. And that's our episode for this week. Sana nagustuhan ninyo ang topic natin. Thank you for listening. Please remember to follow or subscribe to the 80% and kindly tell and share this podcast to your friends. If you have questions, anything about personal finance, business, freelancing, or investments, then you can record a voice memo on your phone and then email the audio file to readytoberich@gmail.com. And then hopefully, sasagutin natin ang tanong mo sa isang future episode. Lastly, for comments and suggestions, you can use #the80% on your social media posts so that I can find and read them online. Again, this is Fitz Villafuerte saying goodbye, and I hope to have you here again next week. Take care and stay safe.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.